This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight as we continue to look at issues related to the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic and how it's affecting us locally. Quite frankly, I think ever since this started, I haven't taken a day off, but I can't imagine that it's much easier for anyone else in the media. So I thought I'd take a few minutes to talk about that with someone who I know has been working hard on that end on a number of fronts. Josh Morgan is the station manager of WREX-TV in Rockford. For those who may not know, that's a sister station to WEEK in Peoria, which you may watch here. But more importantly for this discussion, Josh is the president of the Illinois News Broadcasters Association, which, in the interest of full disclosure, I and the rest of our news team are members of. And I'm pleased to have some time to talk with Josh right now. Josh, thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
How hard has it been for you as you've been kind of running the station there in Rockford, first of all, to continue to cover this and kind of also make arrangements for your staff and that sort of thing?
I tell you, it's been the most surreal situation in my career.
Yeah.
It hasn't been a long career yet. 2006 is when I started my career in TV. And, you know, 14 years later, this by far it's unique. We've never faced anything like this as, you know, a station, probably as a community, probably as a country, probably as a world. You know, it's so unique. In these days, to be put into a situation like this. And we are honestly learning something new on how to do this every single day.
It's funny you mentioned that because I've been here for the vast majority of the last 17 years, and I was in college, news director of my college radio station during 9/11, and I don't remember feeling the way I do about the unusualness of all of this than I did in 9/11. This just seems so much more different, and 9/11 was maybe much more, I guess, visual.
Sure. Yeah, there was something to sit down and watch every day and to see what was happening, and it was far more visceral and emotional, 9/11 was, than this. But I think it is a far more, it's emotional in a different way, I think, with this one. It's taxing day in and day out to care about your job, to care about your family, to care about those around you, to make sure that you're okay, that everybody else around you okay. Whereas, obviously, with 9/11, it was a situation that was just horrifying in the days, the seconds, minutes, days after what happened, and everybody had to come to a realization, and we as a country had to kind of come together as one. Whereas right now we are asked to not come together almost at all, right?
Right.
We are asked to stay away from each other, and to help in certainly different ways than we've ever been tasked with. We were asked to, go to the grocery store, but be careful. We're asked to get takeout only. We're asked to just stay at home. And there's so many people that, boy, staying at home sounds great, right? Until you actually have to, until you're forced to. And then you realize, boy, I am bored. I would like to do something. So it's just this unique experience. I don't think it's a bad experience. I think that we are all going through it together. I think we're all learning together. And certainly, you know, on the professional side of things, we are doing things and trying things that we have never done before in our lives.
Yeah, from a TV perspective, talk a little bit about what you've been doing. I know a number of the stations here have kind of at least visually, socially distanced their anchors on the set, spread them farther apart than they usually are. We've seen here some reporters use a sort of a shotgun mic type of approach to interview subjects in the field. It's really kind of testing all of your skills in different ways, isn't it?
It is, and so many of them have never been used before. So we are coming up with it on the spot. We are learning from other stations. We are paying attention to what's being done across the country. We're trying some new things ourselves. But yes, last night we anchored our first evening newscast with one of our anchors at home. The Today Show, you had seen it with Savannah, and
yeah,
I'm sure you had maybe seen it in a couple other places. And we are a station that does a lot of live television shows in the community, so we're very comfortable with being mobile. And so I never thought that would come into play in a situation like this, But I think our ability to be comfortable with technology, to know how to set things up, to look very good in a moment's notice, has really helped us. So we anchored our 5, 6, and 10 p.m. newscast last night with an anchor at the studio and an anchor at home in our basement with a one camera, three lights, a tablet for script, and, you know, a workstation and a live view that sent it back, and just using cellular technology. And it looked great. It looked great. I actually had an industry professional on my Facebook page when I posted it say, I actually don't know which one's at home. Can you tell me which of the two? We had a double box up. Can you tell me which of the two are actually at home? And so I actually took great pride in that, that we, our station, did such a good job of making her look so professional at home that they could not tell. So, you know, but other things, this morning I passed out my first boom mic, which is not a boom mic. It is a contraption that you would basically put on the end of a paintbrush roller.
Yeah.
A 6-foot rod that you would put on a paintbrush roller. And we have, our engineering department did a great job and made a little contraption at the end so it would grab a stick microphone. And so now people can, when they're out in the field, they don't have to be right next to somebody they're interviewing. They can be 6 feet away. And 60% of our station, including sales, engineering, production, creative services, et cetera, and obviously news, 60% of our station is currently at home, working mobile. And so, and none of our station is ever here at the same time, as you know, because it's 24 hours. So, you know, when I left the station last night around 7:15, there was three people here.
Wow.
And that was it. And it was just surreal. I was like, I felt terrible, you know, leaving. I just never seen anything like it before. So it was, it's a unique situation, but, you know, news organizations around the country are dealing with it. I am so proud to see what people are doing to practice what they preach. We can't tell you, just like in a tornado, we can't tell you to go downstairs if we're in a tornado warning and we don't go downstairs. We can't tell you to social distance if we won't do it ourselves. And so we're doing everything in our power to keep the newscast on the air, to provide quality information, as is everybody else, yet following these guidelines that are being asked of us by our health leaders. And so I'm very proud of not only our station, but the television, radio stations, newspapers, all of the media across the country that are providing life-saving information and doing it under very difficult circumstances.
I would imagine, Josh, like with a lot of newsrooms maybe around the country, and certainly even here in radio as well as television, I imagine that, and I say that my my moment of panic came early on in this when we had some folks off for a day, and then the governor announced he was shutting down schools, and the president made an announcement, and I was doing a couple of people's jobs, and I sat back for 1 second and went, "Oh my God, how am I going to do all of this? How do you talk sure. to a newsroom or coworkers and have them deal with, you know, the mental aspect of this as well as while still doing good storytelling?"
Well, we've made sure that everybody knows that it's okay to be upset about this. That it's okay to ask for some relief. It's okay to say, you know, today I don't have it, and I need a day, or can I work from home today because I'm concerned about this. And but to this point in our newsroom, everybody has taken this as an opportunity to report for a community in need. They know that they are counted on. I have not had one person come into my newsroom and say, "This is too much for me. I don't think I can do this." And if they did, it would be fine, totally fine. And we've made that clear. However, nobody has. Everybody's taken this as an opportunity to serve the community that they live in. And they care about this community. They know they are being counted on. And the response has been overwhelming just for me, as, you know, I'm still leading our newsroom as well right now in this transition period. And I asked on last Thursday, I said, "Hey, we're going to need help on Saturday and Sunday. We can't just have a skeleton crew that we usually do on the weekends. We have to cover this in full." And before I could get the email out, I had, you know, 8 responses back of 4 people who were going to be here on Saturday and 4 people on Sunday.
That's great.
No questions asked. This was volunteer. Who could come in? Who could help us out? I didn't assign anybody to be in. I asked who would be willing to come in. And they were here. They're working six day weeks because we can't do sevens, and not allowed to by state law. And then they're working 10, 11 hours on those days that they are here. And so it is hard. It is hard to ask a lot. There's no way I can possibly repay them. We're making our best opportunity is to just find ways to relieve them on days, and they are working from home and it's quiet for the moment, then just put it down. You know, just kick your feet up for a little bit. Don't work for those moments. If you're waiting on a call back from an interview and it's not going to happen until noon, then don't work from 11 till noon. Just hang out. And so we're looking for little opportunities, but we know there's going to be a large celebration when this is over, when the community is back, when the world is back and we're back to normal, that we will pay this back to our staff and for everybody that did the hard work. There's nothing we can do to repay them, but we sure want to give them our thanks because the work they're doing is amazing.
Yeah, I was just thinking as you were talking there, you've gone from being news director of the station to station manager, and I know you're still looking for a news director, but that's a heck of a baptism by fire for you, isn't it?
It is. It's been something else. But, you know, sometimes baptism by fire is the best way to learn because you have no other choice but to get the job done. There's nobody feeling bad for you. There's only needing to get the job done. And, this is a new show, but, you know, the other side of the building is very unique, you know, with what this has done to the sales and advertising side of the business. And we all know that the only reason we get paid is because of the sales and advertising side of the business. Right. And so that is very unique here, and it's a very hard time for them. There are businesses that are closed that are saying, well, you know, why would I advertise? And so we're having but there is good reason for them to advertise, and our people are sharing those because, let's be honest, if there's one thing that's up right now, it's TV and radio and newspaper viewership and readership, right?
Absolutely.
So people are listening, watching, reading at this point because we are their outlet. And so but we're having to tell those stories. And these are two advertisers that are struggling now because their businesses had to shut down by state mandate, right? And so having that side of the building, worrying about that, as well as trying to produce a product every single day with only 40% of the staff here, I've never dreamed we'd have to deal with it, but we are, and I think we're doing a good job, and we're certainly not the only ones doing a good job. And one day this will be over, and we'll all be able to kind of look back at it and reflect on it and see just how incredible this situation was. And let's be honest, this will be in the history books. This will be taught in schools. This will be a moment of time that will be looked back on. And the one last thing that everybody's kind of looked back on is this is their opportunity to be part of history. It's not every day that you get to be part of something that will be in those history books. And as bad as this is, people are taking it in every positive way they can. And one of those is, it's my chance to document history, and I appreciate them taking that kind of a look on this thing because they could certainly go the other way.
I'm glad you're saying that because obviously, and there's maybe some room for criticism here, but the media as a whole is continuing to get pretty well criticized even through a situation like this. Again, some justified, perhaps some not, but how do you handle that criticism, and two, how do you continue to stay objective when, as you said, you have reporters that might be tired or need some time to themselves and might need to take a break and things like that? How do you keep that end of it going?
It started well before anything like this happened. I think if you have a newsroom and a station that knows why they are here and what they are doing and why they signed up to do this job and the impact it has on the community, when people spout off, when a very loud majority, I'm sorry, loud minority makes their voices heard, we don't pay attention to it. It doesn't faze us because we know what we're doing, we know why we're doing it, and we know our goals. And we would never disrespect one side or one opinion, but we also would never let a loud minority, a couple people shouting from the rooftops, change why we come to work each day and how we approach what we do. And so when you know, you see, oh, the media this, the media that, everybody took it in stride. We know it's not personal. We know people are frustrated. We know people are going through hard times, and they don't want their world changed like this. This is a big deal. This blew up a lot of people's worlds, and we respect that. And if there's some loud detractors of us, that's okay. That's okay. We're not going to let that affect us. We're going to listen to them. We're going to say thank you for your input. And if we feel like some of their input is valid, we will take it into account, and we certainly have. The first thing was with social distancing. Honestly, it wasn't something we thought about right away. We had our two anchors sitting next to each other, and we got a call. And somebody said, how can you say this? You've got your two anchors sitting next to each other. And immediately, it was like, gosh, you're right. What are we doing? We're just doing the news, right? We just make sure. But getting back to the question, it's a cultural thing. I think if you know and you set your station up for success on a regular basis, and your journalists and everybody in the building knows why you're here and knows the role that you play in your community, when something big happens, you're better prepared for it. And so I think we were prepared for it. And when something big happened, it was just, let's lace up the boots and let's go out and do our job. And that's what everybody's done.
Josh Morgan, station manager and for now still news director of WREX-TV in Rockford and president of the Illinois News Broadcasters Association. I would say take a nap, but as this airs, your 5 o'clock news is on, so you probably can't take a nap right now.
I can't, but I swear I'm going to find a couple spots here in the next couple of days to see if I can get some sleep in.
Me too. Josh, thank you so much for your time and your perspective.
Okay, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Again, Josh Morgan, president of the Illinois News Broadcasters Association, and again, in the interest of full disclosure, I am a member of INBA, and as is all the members of the WGIL news team, it has definitely been a trying and perhaps taxing couple of weeks. But as we've been hearing a lot through a lot of different means, we're all in this together, and everything will come out fine on the end, we hope. Stay tuned. We'll be back with business news next on WGIL.